Papa, Daddy. When he set it up over y'all, you know, over there where W.J. Hatcher lived.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the house Mama was born in, that little log house right back to W.J.
And that log house is still there?
That log house is still there where my mama was born.
My grandpa Hatcher
bought a piece of land, 125 acres of land, and he was supposed to pay a bale of cotton 1 year, and a bale of cotton the next year, and cotton worth about $5 a pound for 125 acres of land.
You're kidding.
But it was supposed to be the bagging and tires was supposed to be paid on it, you know. It was supposed to be free of debt.
How many years did he pay a bale of cotton for it?
1 year, 2 years, one year and one next.
And that's all he paid for, 125 acres?
Of land. Well, that place over there where Byron Williams, Ms. Williams lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know that first long place they called that first place over there. My granddaddy gave a horse and buggy for that place.
And
they wanted a horse and buggy.
And isn't that right next to where Jim
sold
those of that land for so much?
Right in front of Jim. That papa got that. My granddaddy gave a horse and buggy for it. After the Civil War, they give the niggers a whole lot and they didn't appreciate it. You know, land and stuff around. So, my granddaddy said, give a horse and buggy.
How many acres was that?
120. No, that was 50 acres land to give a horse and buggy.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could get 50 acres right now for a horse and buggy?
Everything else
for a Toyota? Give me a Toyota.
And he gave that land by the railroad more than anybody else.
Well, my granddaddy, Papa's daddy, went all up and down this country begging folks to give land for the railroad.
Did they have any trouble getting land for the railroad then?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, they have trouble getting one for the toll road. They get one for the highway, even if Nanny Park is on the... You know, everything's something nobody don't like, some
of. But it seems like for the railroad it wouldn't have been that much trouble because so much depended on the railroad then.
Well, folks, them on the train running over the cows and scaring the horses.
Yeah, and one thing, you know, when
open range.
When I was reading through some of these questions, it was asking something about fencing or, you know, kinds of fencing.
They had to fence off the railroad.
And I remember when I was a little girl, there were times when cows of ours were killed on the railroad track right over there. Did we not have a fencing law 20 years ago?
Well, it was an open range.
When did a fencing law come in?
About 41 or 2.
Well, now, I was born in 43, and it was I can remember times that our cows were killed on the railroad track.
Well, long about the time they built this exactly.
That should have been about that.
About 40, might have been 44, 45 when they really got everybody shut off the cow.
Mm-hmm. But that really amazed me that, you know, we didn't have fencing laws.
But they had barbed wire fence on each side of the railroad when they first put it up. About 70 some odd years ago, 72.
But I'll bet that didn't keep animals from getting killed on the railroad track.
No, they looked like the best graves on the railroad.
Right down the side of the track.
And Papa had open range, and he was all the time getting some killed on the railroad.
Well, didn't everybody have an open range? Okay, let's see. Okay, I need your age, Miss Vivian.
58. Born 17.
And the last grade that you went to?
A fantastic school.
Okay. Okay, that's, I have to put today's date. I guess that's the 5th. Okay, let me see if this is doing okay here.